Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is September 27th, 2019. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 182 of the Follow English Podcast. And today I'm going to be speaking about modal verbs used in requests. First I'll start by going through what I understand by requests, and then I'll give you some examples and maybe some alternative ways of, requesting people to do something or making requests. So we usually ask people to do things for us, and this is what we call requests. And most of the times we use yes, no questions. That is, questions that start with a modal verb, or in the case of requests, of course, or in the case of any other, if you want to understand what a yes or no question is, then basically a yes or no question starts with an auxiliary verb. But today we're going to talk about requests, and then I'm going to give you some examples of modal verbs that are used in requests in English. So one of the most important verbs for requests is could. So a request is when you ask someone to do something for you. So I would say, could you? So could you do me a favor? Could you help me for a few minutes? Could you show me the way to the station? So these are examples of requests in English. You could also add possibly here. Could you possibly help me for a few minutes? That would sound even more polite. And you can also use would. That's another modal verb that you can use in requests, especially when you have would you mind. Would you mind helping me for a few minutes? So the same request, I could start with a more simple, could you help me for a few minutes? Or even, can you help me for a few minutes? So could you help me for a few minutes? Can you help me for a few minutes? You could also move on and add possibly. Could you possibly help me for a few minutes? That will sound more polite, certainly. And you could also use would you mind. Would you mind helping me for a few minutes? So all of these are modal verbs that are used for requests. Of course, requests don't necessarily need to be a question with a question mark at the end. You could use I wonder, for instance. I wonder if you could help me for a few minutes. So that's still a request. It's not a question like a direct question with a question mark at the end, but it's still a request. Another interesting feature of requests is when you go to shops or restaurants. So you can use the verb have to make requests as well. So the modals, again, modals could or can, and the verb have. Can I have one of these, please? Or in a shop. Or can I have a look at the red ones? Or if you are at a restaurant, you could say, for instance, can I see the wine list, please? Or can I have the wine list, please? Could I have the wine list, please? You can also use would, but in this case, I would like to see. I'd like to see the wine list, please. Or I'd like to see the menu, please. So these are requests. I'd like a table for two in restaurants. There is, if I'm not wrong, I don't remember exactly now, but if I'm not wrong, there is a whole episode about shops and restaurants, or the travel English, maybe. If you look for travel English, there is certainly an episode about how to ask questions in restaurants and shops as well. So this is it for today. A quick recap then. I talked about modal verbs that can be used to express, in requests, that can be used in requests. So the modal verbs are could, would, and can. And then I gave examples of questions. And finally, some alternative ways, like, I wonder if you could possibly help me for a few minutes. Or even with a question tag, like, you couldn't help me for a few minutes, could you? So that might sound more informal. So this is it for today. I hope you're all learning something. I'd just like to remind you that you can subscribe to this podcast by visiting our webpage, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br, BR for Brazil. I'll repeat, there is no www, there is just pod.followenglish.com.br. You can keep sending emails with suggestions to info@followenglish.com.br. You can also subscribe via Twitter, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or even subscribe on iTunes or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. Thank you so much. I was checking the stats, and Japan is really strong now. And in the first place is Brazil, of course. I have most of my listeners are in Brazil, maybe because I'm Brazilian. Obviously, that's the reason. Also, I have a lot of listeners in Japan and United States, Australia, and so on and so forth. So thank you for downloading the episodes. I hope you're all learning something. I'll see you next time. Bye.